Welcome to the In Moment podcast, where we bring you real conversations with the people shaping customer experience across industries. Today, I'm super happy to say that we're joined by Claire Bristow, Connected with Customers Program Manager, Aegon, a business that's not just talking about customer centricity, but truly living it. So we'll be diving into what a customer-first culture really looks like at Aegon, how they're empowering their teams to make better decisions for their customers, and what it takes to embed this way of thinking across an entire organization. So, hi, Claire. Really good to have you here.
Hi, Simon. Thanks for having me.
Perfect. Okay, so let's start with the big picture. How would you describe Aegon's approach to customer centricity in just a few words?
Okay, so I would say it's from the top down. So we're very lucky to have an extremely customer-centric CEO in Mike Holliday-Williams. And through having our exec team on board always, it really helps the business and encourage and promotes being customer-centric through, you know, improving processes, transforming processes, and ultimately simplifying processes.
Perfect. So it's about having that leader-led approach and great visibility in terms of your CEO, your leader, demonstrating.
Yep.
And so was there a light bulb moment when customer experience became a real strategic priority at Aegon?
Honestly, I'd probably say no. But something that we knew was missing that we needed to work on, hence the creation of Connecting with Customers, was that those teams that have an indirect connection to external customers struggle to understand the part they play. And so that was what our gap was. And I think, you know, the switch was about becoming better at customer experience means having everyone in the business understanding the part they play in that.
So breaking through beyond the customer-facing teams to those who may otherwise not think that they perhaps have a role to play in terms of
and highlighting specifics, highlighting that actually in technology, the systems you build are the systems customers work on. So if it's taking a long time to load, if that journey's complicated and you own that, then a customer's feeling that, so you could improve that for them.
Absolutely. Okay, so as we know, culture can be a bit of a buzzword.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some real everyday things that you do at Aegon that show that it's much more than that?
Well, I could probably tell you hundreds, but I can think of three that come to mind. So, you know, we regularly invite customers into live panels, whether that's a holistic department session about a general understanding or topic, or a real project point where they're working on something specific and they want customer views. That's one way we do that. Also, we have customers review our simplification plans. So once they're designed on what we think is important and a priority and needs working on, we share that with customers and we get their feedback and views, whether they think it's important or a priority for them. Mm-hmm. And something I particularly enjoy as a coffee lover is we host coffee mornings with financial advisors. So we'll bring them in as one of our key customer groups to discuss, you know, what are your wants and needs? How can we deliver that for you? But also, how can we support their business and help them grow whilst also ultimately growing our portfolio and products?
So actually delivering an experience back to your advisor community through those coffee mornings.
Yeah. And humanizing them, you know, a financial advisor, that sounds like a role, but meeting Bob who works at X, suddenly he's a human as well.
Can I say, do you think that also gives you a competitive advantage over other potential options for financial advisors as well by delivering that sort of experience beyond what the products you sell and offer?
Well, you would hope that by them seeing and feeling how customer-centric we are and how much effort we're putting into that, you know, that would play a part in those conversations. You know, they can say, I've actually been to Aegon, I've actually told them what I want, and I've seen them work on it. So though I can't say exactly yes, I would hope so. And I think the croissants help as well.
Croissants always help. You know, getting across that sort of authentic piece. So talking about the advisors there, but what about your people? So at all levels, how do you get them along this journey with you in terms of being customer centric?
Yeah, so I've mentioned that, you know, we're very top down from the exec. So I think one of the biggest ways is that by seeing the executive team being engaged and sharing things they want us to talk about and know about is a big driver. But also we really showcase the work we're doing in the wider business. You know, as you and I know, you'll know about a change that's happening if you're working on it. But if you're the other 95% of the business, you don't know about that change. So we're trying to showcase everything that's happening in the business, trying to really highlight what the difference that makes from a customer perspective. Because interestingly, again, unless you understand customers and you spend time speaking to them, you might know about something's happening, but you can't always loop it back to a customer and what difference is it going to make. And I think that's one of the parts we play, is saying we're talking to you from the voice of a customer perspective about this change that's been made.
Yeah. And so one of the things I love about Aegon is the fact that that whole communication side of things is really appreciated. That it isn't, you know, when we're thinking about customer experience, we're not thinking about dashboards and report numbers or trackers. It's actually, how do I engage and motivate hundreds of people within an organization to do the right thing for the customer? Of course, balancing that against what as a business you need to achieve as well. And if you can get that mutual benefit between the two,
you're so right. And the thing is, obviously, we do report numbers sometimes on, like, you know, how much surveys we're getting back, what those scores are. And that's great because it helps us look at where our problem areas are, what can we do with that. But, you know, a challenge I have is that it's hard to track culture. So for me, it's behavioural. It's seeing somebody invite customers into the business. It's them ringing me and asking if I can get some views. That's the change. And I think, you know, being able to say that actually quarter one of 2025 was our busiest period since we launched 4 years ago, to me, that shows that behavioural, get my teeth back in, that behavioural change, because people are coming to us now and we're not having to just share content outwards. People are reaching into us and saying, I want to celebrate this, or I want to include customers.
Yeah, and whilst a measurement of culture is hard, just because something's hard to measure shouldn't mean that that isn't a really great success factor. And you can just feel it, as you say, by engagement, that the business is coming to you and asking for support and ideas and feeding back. That's fantastic. You've talked a few times about leadership and their role in driving this mindset. Are there any specific behaviours or routines that have really made a difference?
Yeah, so, you know, we're really fortunate that since day one, I actually have a direct quarterly check-in with every one of our executive members. And I go through how their team have engaged in the last quarter, what's coming out holistically in the next quarter, and is there anything that we would celebrate, next steps. But also, we were allocated very early on an executive sponsor. So somebody that feeds into that executive team and says, this is what connecting with customers are doing this month. This is what support they need to see from us. And it's actually interesting, because the only other thing I would think of here is, you mentioned communication within Aegon earlier. And for us, one of our biggest stakeholders is our internal communications team, because they are so good at looping in the content we're doing to business messages and being able to demonstrate how, you know, the content that we build in regards to customer centricity and improvement also helps our strategic and business growth goals. And they link that in really well with, we want to talk to you about how we're developing this, but at this time, if you watch this bit of content, that will also tell you. So yeah, I think having them and that routine of a monthly check-in with them and them sharing our work has made a huge difference.
Absolutely. And if, for all the listeners to this podcast, then ask yourselves, how are you currently using your internal communications team? Are there better ways in which you're able to do that? So we move on to voice of the customer and actioning insights. I'm interested in terms of Aegon, how do you gather feedback? And more importantly, and certainly back to connecting with customers, how do you act on that on your customers' behalf?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's lots of ways. So our frontline colleagues, you know, like I can imagine a lot of our listeners, they're our real richest source of information. And we work with yourself, Simon, in Moment with our Net Promoter Scores. And we get some great video feedback on that, which we share internally. And people love seeing a customer, not just hearing them, seeing their body language, seeing how they're saying what they're saying. You know, it does make a huge difference. But we forensically look at complaints and we share them. So we have a complaints live event coming up later this month where the rest of the business will hear about complaints trends. They'll go into the role of a complaints handler and have try and fix some of their problems. And again, you know, via the program, it's live panels, it's customer presence, it's bringing them in and using any opportunity we can to have their view, such as, you know, the retirement journey. We brought a customer in and we went through every step of that journey with him on video and said, is this working? And then we were able to share that back with our colleagues.
So really bringing the customer to life, not only on video, but in person as well.
Yeah, I have a lot of customer pals now, Simon, I have to tell you.
Yeah, fantastic. Okay. And so as you say, this is all great, needs to deliver action, which we know it does. But so can you share an example of when a piece of customer feedback led to a real tangible change?
Yes. So when we had recently, we actually had a panel at the beginning of an event where a project team were looking at transformation in regards to communication preferences. And they were under the impression that people didn't want to ring and they're only ringing in because they can't get through on web chat or they couldn't self-serve. But actually, when we brought a group of customers in, we had a really good conversation about, you know, what's your preferences? What do you think of chatbots? Things like that. And they all turned around and they basically said, the reason I'm ringing in is because I want to speak to a person.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it really made that team reflect on what were the practices we were going to put in for communication. Was we going to try and reduce the amount of people that ring in, or was we going to stop giving that as an option? We weren't, but it was really good for them to be able to reflect on, we thought customers rang because of X, but actually that's not right. They ring because they want to speak to a human. So if you're going to put a web chat in, if you're going to put a chatbot in, that can't be some kind of automated copy and paste paragraph. That's got to be a human.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And obviously a transformation that many businesses are attempting on and wanting to move things to be more automated, more AI, more chatbots. But getting that right balance for customers at the right moment is absolutely important. I know the last time we spoke, Claire, you also talked to part around beneficiaries and
issues
around that as well to make that easier for customers. So I don't know if you can talk a little bit more about that story.
Yeah, so we had been getting feedback for quite a long time that, you know, to nominate a beneficiary on a pension, so to be able to say who you want your benefits to go to should you pass away, was quite complicated. And so a lot of people didn't do it. It was too hard. It wasn't worth doing, but it was a big decision and something that really people should do. So we took that feedback and we've now created that so people can do it online or on our app. And that's for all of our customer groups. So something that was previously paper-based, previously having to contact us to get a form, send that back again, is now an instant update that they can do as and when they please, you know, at a time that suits them.
Super. I love that story. Now, I know one of the stories that we tell about Aegon is around Aegon Cares. A particular process that you've implemented very successfully when we're talking about case management and closed loop. I think you're way ahead. So would you mind sharing a little bit about that for me?
Yeah, of course. And obviously, you know, working with you is one of the ways we're able to deliver that, because we find out who our detractors are, we'll contact them, talk through their problem, and we'll resolve it. So what happens is when we see a case where we got feedback and we think we could do something to improve that, we will resurvey them after having a conversation about what was your problem? How can we make that better? Can we help you now? And then also on the flip side of that, we arrange for gifts. So if we've had somebody ring us who, you know, unfortunately has just recently lost somebody and was very emotional, upset, we can send them flowers. We can show them that we've listened to them as a human. We've heard that they're upset. But also sometimes when we do things wrong or maybe not as well as we could have, we can send out a hamper. And we just want to acknowledge that, you know, we could have been clearer. We caused you some distress. Hopefully this makes up for some of that as well. So, you know, we spend a lot of time addressing detractors and seeing what we can to improve their experiences, but also recognizing that, you know, there's not 10 calls in a queue, there's 10 customers waiting. So when we've got a sheet here saying that 10 detractors, that's 10 people that we could help make things better for.
Yeah, again, so humanizing and looking beyond making people represent units and numbers.
Yep.
Like that, absolutely. So one of the things that we're often asked about is we hear and see statements around, you know, customer expectations have never been higher. How is Aegon seeing customer expectations change, and how do they look in 2025?
Yeah, so it's interesting for us because as a pensions and investments provider, we're compared very regularly to other people that do the same thing. So, you know, customers will rate our service against the best service they receive. And so we need to know what that service is, and we need to be very open and say to customers, what do you need from us? What's missing? But the shift for us is who's doing what best. And that's always the expectation. It's not, you know, they're doing that, I think it's okay for you to be halfway through that process. It's they're doing that now, you need to do it tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah. So keeping up with how others are maybe producing services or delivering services and making sure that you are meeting those, if not going above, then again, that sort of links back to connecting with customers and to ensure everybody is aware of what's going on in the market and how to better solve for those. So let's look ahead then, Claire.
Yep.
What's next on your journey towards an even stronger customer culture?
So this year, actually, so I think I mentioned earlier, you know, we've been running for 4 years now. We have been seeing good engagement, but we had a real think about how do we make sure the program is relevant when it comes to our business objectives? How does it link into our strategic goals, our growth goals? And so we've just repurposed, and that has become more of a why unit. So we're able to connect the dots by showcasing the work that's being done, but from a customer's point of view. And it's really saying, you know, you hear about all these fantastic transformation projects going on, automation, simplification, all fantastic. And here's how it impacts you as a human. You know, at Aegon, we're also customers of Aegon because that's where our workplace pension is. So anything we're doing for an external customer, we're also doing for our internal colleagues. And so we do place a lot of importance on employee engagement and well-being. And so it's just about making sure that we're all working together. It's really clear what everybody's doing, but everything we deliver is from a why, from a customer perspective, to really, you know, like I said, join the dots, cross the T's, make sure everyone knows the customer influence of anything we do.
Very good. Okay. So I've got one last question before we wrap up. Again, thinking of the listeners here, if you could give one tip to another organization trying to embed customer centricity into their DNA, what would it be?
This is probably the easiest question you've asked me today, Simon. So easy one last, thank you, is, you know, stop assuming. Stop assuming you know what a customer wants from you, what they need from you, how they want a process to be designed, how they want a letter to be wrote, and ask them. There is so many portals nowadays where you can ask customers directly, and it would save you so much time and effort to get that right first time rather than deliver something which ultimately could be a failed process to start with.
Yeah, perfect. So huge thanks to Claire for a brilliant conversation. I'm glad the light stayed on.
It must have been on a timer.
and for sharing what it really takes to build a customer-centric culture at Aegon. So if you enjoyed this episode, put my teeth in. If you enjoyed this episode, which you surely did, you'll definitely want to hear more from Claire at our XI Forum in London on the 18th of September. Claire will be joining our expert panel on customer culture and leading a hands-on workshop to dive even deeper into this topic, so you won't want to miss out there. So thank you very much, Claire. Really appreciated your time and your thoughts and everything that you bring to Aegon as well. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.